Today's review by Atlanta Gal 308, titled, Gotta Say This One Surprised Me. I thought, wait, the Pio Lady? Not that that was a bad thing, just wasn't sure it would be a good fit for me. Boy, was I wrong. Shalene is upbeat, open, and she has a great mind for business.
Hey there, thanks so much for joining me today on this edition of The Shalene Show. This is Car Smart Friday, and today we're talking about how to take your life higher than where you think it's possible for you to go. Put on your seatbelt. We are going to go on an amazing journey today on The Shalene Show.
Welcome to The Shalene Show. Shalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Today I got a message on Instagram, a direct message from somebody who was commenting on the stories or whatever you do, the little videos on Instagram stories. By the way, I met two girls this weekend who are like, they're on Instagram all the time and they're like, oh, no, we never look at stories. I'm like, you never look, what? And they're like, no, we just do posts. We don't ever watch stories. I'm like, really? I don't even understand, because stories are the funnest. So if you follow me on Instagram, be sure to watch the stories. And in general, I just prefer to watch people's stories because I think people are more real on stories, you know, and it's not static, right? Like usually when you're watching or looking at someone's Instagram profile, it's just like a photo, so you don't really get a sense of who they are. Anyways, I digress. So I get this message because I posted a video from the balcony of our home, and we moved into a smaller home this year, but an amazing home. We moved into a beachfront home. When I say beachfront, like we're on the water. It's almost scary how, like, sometimes I'm like, gosh, is our house ever gonna float away? But this is Brett's dream. My dream was to have a lot of land, to have like a big expansive space for our children, which is kind of rare in Southern California. And Brett always wanted to live by the water, and we agreed we would do that like after the kids were grown. It just seemed like it made more sense to have more land when they were younger. So, but now we're on the ocean. And anyway, so I posted this photo and I was talking about how grateful I am every time I look at the ocean. I just, like, right now I'm driving down the road. It's like a long, I don't know what you would call it, almost like a service drive. Not really service. It's like a private driveway, if you will, that leads to our community. And the second you drive through it, they've got these, like, tiki torches that are burning and carved wood tikis and thatched huts. And it feels like you're in Hawaii, but the weather is perfect and you can see the ocean on the right, and there's these huge tall palm trees, and the sun, just as it's beginning to set, becomes this like beautiful yellow and crimson, red and oranges, and they all just kind of blend together and make this beautiful tangerine sky. And you just take a deep breath in and you relax. Every single day when I drive through those gates, I feel like it's such a privilege, such a blessing. It's like I'm on vacation. I mean, I live in this amazing place. And someone left me a message, and I get this a lot, but I happen to go back and forth with this young lady. I hope she's listening. And she said, Shalene, I'm young right now. I'm only 24, but someday I hope to live in my dream home. Of course, it won't be as nice as yours, but I really hope I can achieve my dream home. And I sent her a message back and said, why won't it be as nice as mine? Why wouldn't it be better than mine? And she said, well, I mean, I don't know. I just don't think that's really in store for me. I won't go over all the details of our conversation, but that's not uncommon. I get messages like that all the time. People will say things like, I wish I had that life, or I wish that someday I could be half as whatever. It must be nice to have fill in the blank. I wish I could make enough money. I wish I could pay off my, I wish my husband were, I hope I could find someone. I would, you know, like all these like things where people are often, what they're saying is that they don't expect it to happen. And so today I just want you to know, not even just that I want you, yes, I do. That's it. I want you to know that whatever it is you want, it must start with an audacious, seemingly unrealistic belief. And when I say seemingly unrealistic, meaning it feels far-fetched. It feels almost like you don't deserve it. It feels too big. It feels like something you haven't seen before and that you don't know is possible. Because you haven't seen maybe someone in your immediate family do it. Maybe you haven't been led to believe by the people who love you and should believe in you that that's a possibility for you. But if you've seen it, if you can dream it, it is possible within the realm of possibilities, right? And sometimes I'll say this, like, you know, have dreams and goals that are big and scary, but still within the realm of like audacious reality. Like it's just, it's kind of crazy. It would be ludicrous, but it's possible. Okay, you having a home on the moon, that's a little outlandish. Do you know what I'm saying? But for you to live in your dream home, wherever that might be, whether that's on a beautiful piece of land with rolling green acres in Kentucky or on the water in Florida or in the mountains in Colorado, for you to have the kind of relationship with your husband or your wife that makes you feel calm and peaceful and protected, and for you to have the body that you want, for you to have the friendships that you dream about, if you want that, it all starts with you believing that it is possible. Starts with belief. You absolutely must believe it's possible. I didn't say that you have to believe you're going to do it in 9 months. I didn't say that you can do it quickly, but you have to believe it's possible. And it's okay for you to say, I believe it's possible. I don't know if I'm willing to do the work. I don't know if I'm willing to do the research, make the sacrifices, educate myself. It's fair to say, I'm not sure if I'm willing to do the therapy I need to change the way I believe and the things I believe about myself. That's fair. But you have to believe it is at least possible. And I want you to start believing that bigger things are possible than perhaps the way that you set your sights thus far. By the way, I interrupt this CarSmart edition to give you a public service announcement. Some people might call this an ad. I'm going to call it a public service announcement. It is Fabletics. Now, the reason why I got on Fabletics is because of y'all. So I asked you guys what you thought of them because I kept seeing them on Pinterest. And I was like, yeah, that price seems so low. Are they cheap? Are they any good? Do you know what I mean? And I asked my social media following, and you guys on Instagram were like, oh, Shalene, you're going to die. They're so good. So I ordered them, and I got a bunch of pairs, and I was blown away. And then I said to Brett, let's see if we can't, you know, hook everybody else up who listens to the podcast and spread the love. So that's what we've done. I'm happy to announce that Fabletics is a sponsor of the show. Love them. And I'm wearing a pair right freaking now. I'm telling you. And in fact, when I was at the gym, a gal walked in. I'm like, are those Fabletics? And she's like, oh, yes. And it's funny how people are like, you almost see it. I don't know why. I guess because most everyone has the same impression because we've seen them advertised on Pinterest, etc. And we just wondered, are they any good? Because the discounts are so deep that you just wonder, like, how could a pair of yoga pants that are half the price of what you're going to pay at, you know, the places, how can they be as good? Well, they're not. They're better than. Anyways, you got to check them out. Here's the deal. Two pairs for $24 when you are a new user, a new customer. So you just go to Fabletics.com/Shalene to grab your two pairs for $24. And I'm telling you, the discounts are huge. You definitely want to become a VIP member. You're going to love all of their Fabletics. My favorite are I think they're called Power Holds. Yeah. I think that's what they're called. But I love their high-waisted ones. I like the ones with the pockets on the side. I think they're called Solar. But it's ridiculous how many pairs I've ordered. And I've donated all of my other leggings from the expensive places because I just think these fit better. And they're nicer quality. And they're softer. And they're like major compression. You won't have that issue with bending over or like seeing dimples and imperfections. I mean, not that you have any imperfections, but you know what I'm saying. You're going to love them. They're really that good. I swear. So go to Fabletics.com/Shalene and let me know what you think. Today, I want to challenge you to think about one thing that when you put the whole perspective of your life as it is right now, and you think about it and you look at it, the one thing that you wish was better, was different, could be more. The one thing you're like, that would make me feel fill in the blank, the feeling that it is you desire. So I don't want you to think necessarily about a thing or an accomplishment, an achievement, a purchase, a material thing, but I do want you to think about, what is the feeling that you most desire that you don't have right now, or you wish it was more abundant? What would need to change in order for you to have that feeling? Is it financial peace? Is it peace within your relationships? Is it security? Is it notoriety? Is it recognition? Is it self-worth? Like, what is the feeling that you're missing? And do you believe it's possible for you to have that? On a really big scale, like, what I want to challenge you to do is to dream so much bigger and to set your goals so that they're greater than what they, where you set them today. Set your sights higher. I'm not asking you to make this public yet, but I am asking you to put it in writing. And for those of you who are in the pod squad, I am challenging you to post to the group. I'm going to put a post in there. And I want you to post underneath it so that we don't have a million like individual posts. I'm going to post up the challenge inside our pod squad group on Facebook. And I want you to, beneath that post, tell us one thing that you are revising. Like, maybe it is you've always dreamed of having a home where each one of your kids has their own bedroom. And that's always been your dream. I want you to tell us what your dream was and how you've transformed it so that it's bigger. I want you to tell us because I want you to begin to believe it. And if you're not a member of our pod squad, you should probably join us. It's on Facebook. It's a free group. Obviously, you already qualify to join it because you listen to the podcast. But we will ask you a few questions just to make sure you actually listen, because it is way more fun when people are in this group who actually listen to The Chalene Show and build your tribe. And it's cool because Brett and I go live in there a lot just to chat with you guys. And it's great to hear everybody's feedback about the episode. But if you're not a member and you're like, yeah, I don't have time for another Facebook group, I totally get it. I still want to challenge you right now. Maybe it's sending me a message on Instagram, but I really do want you to put it in writing, something that you're almost a little uncomfortable because it feels like, wow, I have to kind of be a little bit different person in order to accomplish this. I'm going to have to do things differently. I'm going to have to hold myself accountable. I personally find that's one of the reasons why people don't set bigger goals for themselves, because it means doing some uncomfortable things. It means holding yourself accountable. But if the outcome, if the result is that feeling that you desire, you've got to dream bigger. And you're worthy of that. Like, there's no reason why you should be selling yourself short. I'm not sure what life experience or whose life you were looking at that led you to believe that you didn't deserve a whole lot more, because you do. You do. We set our own limits oftentimes because the stories that we tell ourselves. I'm sure you hopefully listened to the episode I did on Monday with James Altucher. And we talked about that, like some of the stories that we tell ourselves. And it starts with changing that story. But before even the story develops, just give it a title. Like, what is it that you plan to do? Tell me. Tell yourself right now. What area of your life is it that you've been setting the bar too low and you want more? Let's start there. And then the next step will be to reverse. What is it going to take to do that? Reverse engineering that process. Reverse engineering that goal. Right? Which is where your push goal comes in handy. You know, I haven't done an episode on push goal, how to create a push goal, in a while. I need to do that. It's such a good thing to do. I mean, like, for everyone, even if you know how to create a push goal, like, every 90 days to have someone just walk you through that process. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that next week for you guys. And if you don't already own a push journal, get yourself one. If you don't own one and you can't afford one right now, that's fine. I started teaching people how to create a push goal long before there was, like, an actual journal that went with it. I taught people just how to do it on paper and to create their own kind of journal. So this will still work for you, but It's the process of taking that big dream that you have, that goal, and reverse engineering it. But before we can reverse engineer it, you better come up with what it is. And I need you to dream a lot bigger. I need you to set the bar higher. I need you to believe in you, because I believe in you. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Brooke Powers, Vice President at Smart Life, and I wanted to tell you about one of my favorite products that we have. It's our Push Journal. And we created the Push Journal because we know that you want to be making progress towards your goals. And in order to do that, you need a better system to hold yourself accountable. The problem is you've tried countless planners and journals and nothing seems to stick, let alone be effective, which I'm sure can make you feel defeated. We believe it shouldn't be a burden to keep track of your productivity and hit your goals. We understand that motivation, organization, and sticking to a routine can be a struggle. We've motivated and helped thousands of people to identify and set goals and stay focused on daily tasks that increase productivity, that actually help you hit your goals. Does this sound like you? This is all you need to do. Go to pushjournal.com and order your Push Journal set. While you're waiting for your journals, download the instruction booklet at pushjournal.com to get an early start on setting your push goal and to get a little taste of how the system works. Stop wasting money on goal-setting journals or programs that don't stick long-term. Instead, find confidence in using a Push Journal for life. Trust me, you'll be addicted just like me.